Joining us this morning, we have Fond du Lac County Executive Sam Kaufman. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thank you.
The county board on Tuesday night voted 15-9 to close the acute unit, the inpatient behavioral health acute unit. A lot of talk on that, a lot of discussion. Do you think people had their say on it?
Well, you know, this was a very hard emotional topic, you know, and it's unfortunate that there was a lot of misinformation put out there. You know, Jerry Van Hoopenhoeven, who is the director of human services, made the recommendation. And what a lot of people don't understand is that as the director, she has dealt directly with this topic from day one. I mean, 20 years ago or longer when she started working in the acute unit. That was her first job here in the county. She's very familiar with the operation. She has seen the changes, what's been happening. And ever since Ellen started the crisis worker program here in the county, that has been a good thing because that has reduced the population or census down. We used to be 25 beds. Now we're averaging maybe 5 county residents, but our budget is close to $4 million that we spend on mental health. But the misinformation people were putting out there about this was that we're diverting the money now to the jail. Completely untrue. That money staying in human services will continue with the mental health programs because we will increase the crisis worker program, which is intended to keep people out of a locked facility, which is what I support. To me, that's not the answer, just shoving them into a locked facility. You know, then you get into this bit of that, well, we're just trying to put them in the jail. Again, completely untrue. That is not the situation. We are trying to have more direct contact with those individuals who are in crisis, and that program we have has been very successful. And the plan now is to enhance that program. So now we will be collaborating with the various individuals within the community relevant to mental health to now collaborate to enhance that crisis worker program to make it even more effective because we want direct contact with those in crisis and we can help them directly instead of just having the easy answer of shove them into a facility. That's not the answer. And it's unfortunate that people have twisted. But once you took the emotion out of it, the facts were there. And I supported Jerry's recommendation as a department head. I'm not the expert in the room, but I rely on her and her consultation with all the experts that she did do. So it's a very emotional matter, but it is something that we will move forward on now since the county board has made this decision.
It was pointed out to me by the sheriff, actually, that SSM Health at St. Agnes does have a similar unit to what the county has.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't understand that, too, is that there are facilities within an hour. You've got SSM here, which I can tell you right now, they said they average anywhere from 6 to 9 beds a day that are available in their inpatient behavioral health unit. There's facilities in Oshkosh, Neenah, towards Milwaukee. All of them have beds available. And that's because the census or process for how we deal with mental illness has changed, that the old approach of locking them into a facility is no longer the approach. Now it's to go through and have the direct programs to crisis workers to get that contact directly, to help them through that crisis, to help them get therapy right away instead of the negativity of just locking them into a facility. So that has been successful throughout the entire state because, as Jerry has pointed out, the census in a lot of facilities have been dropping, and that's because we're dealing with mental illness with a whole different approach. And we're going to continue to do that. I'm committed to that. I take it seriously, and I know others do, and Jerry especially, and we will work through this to create an even better program.
The funding situation for the acute unit, what happens to the money that is received for the acute unit? Does that get distributed to other human service programs?
Yeah, what will happen is the money that we're already spending on the operation of the acute unit will be diverted into the crisis worker program. Those funds will go through to hire more staffing for the crisis workers, more crisis workers themselves, because we have to provide 24/7 care, and that will continue. That is not going to stop. We have programs within the Department of Community Programs. Those will be enhanced also because we believe in developing those direct contact programs for those in crisis. So the money's not being diverted anywhere to any other departments. Again, not even to the GOs where people are trying to say it is. It will stay within that department and still be focused on mental health.
Okay. Also, during the county board meeting the other evening, there was a presentation on designs for a new jail. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, the county board had contracted with venture architects to come up with design plans or schematic designs for various sites, one of the highway department, one across the street. I know that they're also looking at an area just next to us on the north end of the county building. A few of the supervisors had made that request. That didn't cost the county any more money to have them look at that, and I'm glad they are. That's we have to look at all the options available, and obviously in the end we got to figure out what the funds are or how much it's going to cost. But Venture came in to do an update, basically, to show them, okay, this is kind of what we're looking at, a kind of a layout, but nothing in detail. The more detailed schematic designs will come later. However, those designs, when they're provided more detail, because of security reasons, as was pointed out by Venture and the Sheriff's Department, they can't be put out there publicly to show the actual detailed designs, because that's a security risk to not only the courts, but to the jail and the Sheriff's Department. But they will be providing that. The supervisors will see them most likely in a closed session when it comes to those detailed plans. But that plan is moving forward. Venture said at the meeting Tuesday night, they anticipate most likely in September is when those schematic design detailed plans will be provided. I will then be looking then to figure out, okay, what is the estimated cost for each of these options? The county board will then task me with trying to figure out options of how do we pay for that, which I will have to look through as we go into the budget time, and then come back to them and say, well, these would be your options. Then the county board, my understanding from the chair, there will be listening sessions around the county to get direct input from our residents, and then the county board will have to make a decision as to site, design, and how they want to go ahead and fund this. So still more to come, but there's no final decision on anything at this point.
Okay. At what point do you look at possible cost scenarios?
Well, once I have a better idea of what each of the proposed designs and site locations would cost, at least estimated, that would give me a better idea of, okay, how do we do this? There's only a couple options. You're either going to completely bond for it, which is going to mean, obviously, a property tax increase to pay that back, or a combination of a sales tax allocation with the bonding amount, which we would use sales tax then to lower the amount of bonding. But what people have to understand is there's only so much sales tax, so when you take the sales tax out to pay for that, you're going to have to cut other department budgets in order to pay for or to cover that loss there. So there will be some things they're going to have to consider here. But really, those are going to be the only two options.
Mm-hmm. Will there be information sessions for the public before the county board makes a decision?
Oh, absolutely. I know that Chair Abel and I have discussed that. I've insisted. I know he is very adamant about doing that. There has to be listening sessions around the county before any decisions are made so the county residents can see the basic design layout and go through and give input as far as cost and everything. And I know I don't want a property tax increase, and I know others don't either. A jail is a necessary evil, and unfortunately it's just something that we have to be looking at. But the county board has to make a decision. I need that decision from them no matter what that decision is, just so I can figure out how we're going to budget going forward.
Okay. We have to wrap things up, but Sam, I was going to ask you, because we had the Fond du Lac County Fair last week, how is the new stage for the grandstand working out?
I tell you, they had some amazing concerts there. I always want to give credit to the Fair Board. They do such a fantastic job every year, and it's we're so blessed to have them and their commitment to that. But the stage was fantastic. The concerts they had going on, that stage was a great stage. I've heard nothing but compliments in regard to how that stage worked out. So we're so happy the National Exchange Bank came forward and made that fantastic donation to make that a reality.
Well, you certainly had a variety of entertainment from a Michael Jackson tribute to Night Ranger and, yeah. and Trace Adkins. So you couldn't
yeah,
go wrong.
It was a great lineup. Yeah, it was a great lineup. And I said, it's all done by the Fair Board. And kudos to them because they deserve all the credit for a great fair again.
Well, Sam, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bob, for your time.
We've been talking with Sam Kaufman, Fond du Lac County Executive.